This morning, in a room filled with state mental health officials, advocates, and representatives from mental health provider agencies, Secretary of Health and Human Services Lanier Cancellor made an audacious statement.
Reform is over now. We're about building a mental health system and doing the things that we need to do to build a strong system across the state.
The new agencies for delivering mental health services are called Critical Access Behavioral Health Agencies, or CABAs. The idea is that these agencies will deliver quality care without the abuses that marked the community support system. Several years ago, investigators found community support providers delivered mental health services to patients using and underqualified personnel. The state wasted hundreds of millions of dollars on the program. Assistant Secretary Beth Melcher says CABAs will replace the multitude of small providers that sprang up to deliver services under the community support model. And she says right now, every county has access to at least one CABA.
We had 603 agencies apply to become CABAs over this past year. And of those, 175 agencies have been certified as CABAs.
Requirements to become a CABA are steep. Agencies need to provide an array of so-called core services that range from clinical assessment to crisis services. CABAs require doctors to be in multiple leadership roles. That's an expensive proposition for small agencies, and many will disappear. Some have already, says Karen McLeod, head of Children and Family Services, an organization of providers.
So the change has been hard, but it also has been especially hard for our small quality providers. Most organization leaders have been trained to differentiate themselves from their peers because they're competing for funding. And what CABA has done is it's required a departure from the past, as small agencies have been asked to consider mergers.
McLeod says many of her member agencies weren't happy about CABAs. But she says small providers also realized there were just too many of them, and some providers had to admit they were part of the problem under the community support system. One is Dan Zorn, who runs a provider agency in the western part of the state. His company did well under community support.
The state said, look, you know, we want you providers, me, to provide good core services, not just the services that are attractive financially. So we had to recommit. And that was a tough pill to swallow for a lot of companies.
With the state budget facing massive cuts, providers realize they have to support the new model. So does Debbie Dehoff, who heads the North Carolina chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. But Dehoff says some mental health consumers and their families are wary.
We're hearing worries and concerns about will they lose their provider. And that's not unexpected. But I think the really interesting part of the story is that the deadlines have come and gone, and now nothing really bad happened.
Dehoff says so far so good, but there's still a need to keep watch. She sits on a state-level review committee.
We need to remain vigilant in our advocacy to make sure this works. I think one of the biggest things I need to concentrate on is how will CABAs make referrals? How will they make sure that they use other provider services that are really indicated from the assessment about what people need and don't just get complacent in using the CABA-only services?
And that's been the worry all along for some providers that do only one core service, do it well, but can't really become a CABA, like clubhouses for adults with severe and persistent mental illness. Irene Dwinell from Durham's clubhouse Threshold says her agency is already seeing negative effects from CABAs.
We did like our own kind of internal study, if you will, and we've seen a huge hit. For example, we went from roughly 65 people a day to if we see 50 a day, we're in good shape. And that's literally since the CABAs began.
Clubhouses around the state are organizing in order to make sure they're not left out. But like many other providers and consumers, they'll just have to wait and see if mental health reform is really over. I'm Rose Hoban reporting.